All right, Dan Shakespeare on air here for the Shakespeare Report. Do you know where the headphones are? Yeah, okay, as my show's about to start here, this is DJ Dan Shakespeare. I am ready to put on my, on one of my hits. I'm starting off with, this hit called Pictures of Matchstick Men by Status Quo. So as I'm ready to put it on right this instant. So as you know, this band is not really known of, but I can definitely say that, you know, hey, come on. So I'm ready to air it right this instant, and hang on. This one, right? When I look up to the sky, I see your eyes. Sorry, what just happened? Okay, sorry everybody, sorry, that broadcasting was just on, which was by an accident, and yeah, I was in the late 60s before that, and now this is, now we're going back to the 50s with, The Wayward Wind by Gogi Grant, and I doubt any of you have heard of who she is, unless you know the oldies really well.
Of kin to the wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, he spent his younger days, and I guess the sound of the outward bound made him a slave to his wandering ways. And the wayward wind is a restless wind. This wind that yearns to wander, and he was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. Never part, though he tried his best to settle down. I'm now alone with a broken restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. And he was born the next of kin, the next of kin. Next of kin to the wayward
was Enchanted Island by the Four Lads. Should be on a beach, shouldn't it? Alright, so, by the way, I'm going to Canadian stuff now. This song will be, this artist called Tom Northcutt. I played him last time, but this is a different song by him. It's called, 1941. It has a pretty funny story to it, but the story's also strange. So, and here it is.
In 1941, a happy father had a son. Well, years went passing quickly, but not fast enough for him. So he closed his eyes for 55 and he opened them up again. He looked around, he saw a clown, and the clown seemed very gay. He said, I'd like to join that circus clown and run away.
Hey Ron, I'm on the phone with someone right now, and I'm gonna go back to the 1930s. So, with 10 Cents to Dance by Ruth Etting, that was Tom Northcutt, 1941. Oh yeah, he's from Vancouver, right? You did it?
Much too tired to sleep. I'm one of those lady teachers, a beautiful hostess, you know, the kind the palace features at exactly a dime a throw. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, fancies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for a ticket and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors of sweethearts my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes in the toes, I'm there to closing time. Dance and be merry, it's only a dime. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums. Loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dime.
All right, someone requested this song called Psychotic Reaction by Count Five because it's on his high school thing, just like that Tom Northcutt song was, and I'm going to air it on this instant, and here it is. Okay, that was Pasadena. No. What's coming up is Pasadena. I mean, by L. Jolson. But that was Psychotic Reaction by Count Five. And as you can hear, and a lot of people would say, like, I think that it was pre-metal before Jimi Hendrix came out, and stuff. I mean, because, yeah, like it was just considered plain British rock, but it sounds like it was pre-metal back in 1966. And maybe I think that metal might have got their influence from that song, and But here it's time to play more of a relaxing one by Al Jolson called Pasadena. It's about to air right now.
Oh, 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 you Pullman train, give my reservation for my destination far beyond the western plain to see my home in Pasadena, home where grass is greener, where honeybees are melodies and orange trees send to the breeze. I'm gonna be a home sweet homer, and there I'll settle down beneath the palm in someone's arms in a Pasadena town. Honeybees, a melody, an orange tree sent to the breeze. Beneath the palm, in someone's arm, in a Pasadena town. Pasadena, home, 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 where grass is greener, where the little bees, they hum melodies, and orange trees stand to the breeze. I'm gonna be a little home sweet homer, and right there I'll settle down beneath the palm in someone's arm. Get a Pasadena.
Oh, okay, that was Pasadena by Al Jolson back in the 1920s, well, 24 the exact year. And now I'm gonna have to play a Canadian female artist named Patricia Dahlquist. Keep Our Love Alive. If you listen to CIL 650, you may know this song, but if you don't, you definitely won't. So here it is.
You give me what I
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the phone with somebody. All right. Take you too. Yeah, so, that was Keep Our Love Alive by Patricia Dahlquist, and right now I'm trying to go back to the 1940s. But the thing is, I'm having a hard time thinking about the song. So, what's that?
We're gonna play a promo.
But we're playing a promo first. So, what's the promo?
For So Salacious.
So Salacious, yeah, okay.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Hello. Join Sprocket and Scarves every Sunday at 6 PM for an hour jam packed with hip hop, funk, breaks, swing, and other alternative genres. Every Sunday at 6 PM, but only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, we're back on the show now, and this is, Woody Woodpecker by Kay Kaiser Orchestra.
He gives all his rivals the bird. He'll be settling down someday. He'll be hearing the preacher say, now for the rest of your life, you'll be Woody and wife, and the choir will sing along with that's the Woody Woodpecker song.
Darling, oh darling, you call everybody darling.
You call everybody darling, and everybody calls you darling too. You don't mean what you're saying, it's just a game you're playing, but you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years roll by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
You call everybody darling,
you're so fickle,
and everybody calls you darling too.
You'll be sorry.
You don't mean what you're saying, it's just a game you're playing, but you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you.
If you call everybody darling,
you'll find out,
then love won't come a-knocking at your door
no more.
And as the years roll by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
Okay, that was You Call Everybody Darlin' by Al Trace, and before that, Woody Woodpecker by the K. Kaiser Orchestra. And, I was in the 40s, and now I'm going, I think, to the early 70s, but with another Canadian artist called King Biscuit Boy. And the song is called Carina Carina. And it's airing at the moment, 101.9 CITR-FM. I am DJ Dan Shakespeare, and I'm doing the best I can, and you all better think, what? Oh, what's this guy doing? Oh, what's he doing? Well, you want to know what I'm doing? I'm playing the real stuff. And that you always will know about. And here we go.
Up. Honey got a bird, baby got a bird to sing. Honey got a bird, mama got a bird to sing. Without Carina, shut on me, shut on me.
I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me, and when I'm away from you, I love how you miss me. I love the way you always treat me tenderly, but darling, most of all,
right? I went back to the early 1960s with I Love How You Love Me by the Paris Sisters, and before that was Carina Carina by King Biscuit Boy, a Canadian song perhaps from the early 70s, at least I think it was, I haven't exactly looked it up yet, and can everyone just do me a favor and listen to this stuff and stop drinking a lot of pop? yeah, and this is... And now we're going back to the 1940s with Riders in the Sky by Vaughn Monroe. And here it airs. Hang on, I haven't clicked on it.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. The ghost heard sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. Cause they got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-i-o! Sloped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our range. Then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yay!
De partir n'importe où, bras dessus, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, de petits rien dis-tu, mais qui en disent en langue, en voyant notre mine ravie. Les passants dans la rue nous envient. C'est si bon de guetter dans ses yeux une esprame velue qui donnait le frisson. C'est si bon, ces petites sensations ça vaut mieux que millions. C'est tellement, tellement bon.
C'est bon.
Voilà, c'est bon. Les passants dans la rue, bras dessus, bras dessus, en chantant des chansons. Quel esprit merveilleux. C'est bon. Je cherche un millionnaire avec des grand Cadillac car, mink coats, des bijoux jusqu'au cou, tu sais. C'est bon, ces petites sensations. Peut-être quelqu'un avec un petit yacht, non? Oh, c'est bon. C'est bon, c'est bon. Vous savez bien que j'attendrai quelqu'un qui pourrait m'apporter beaucoup de loot. Ce soir, demain, la semaine prochaine, n'importe quand. C'est bon. Si bon. Il sera très crazy, non? Voilà, c'était ma...
Okay, that was Ceci Bon by Eartha Kitt, and right now I have to play another Canadian song. It's called Classmate by the Bellmarks. It's from the and I'm going to be signing off pretty soon, although a friend did ask me to play some hit, but I forgot what it was. Hang on, so I'm going to so this is the last song I'm going to put on. I'm signing off for Justin, and this is the end of DJ Den Shakespeare's show, 101.9 CITR FM, and here comes the song, and yep.
Classmate,
now the school is almost over. Will you become a summer rover, or will you still be my girl?
Wow, wow, wow.
Classmate, will this party bring us sorrow? Was my ring a thing you borrowed? Yes, just to set my heart awhirl.
Wow, 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 wow.
You stole my heart.
Wow.
Now what you gonna do?
Do?
Wear my ring.
Do.
Start anew.
Do.
Let me down or make me blue.
Classmate.
When September comes around again. Will you be more than just an old friend? Or will vacations prove we're through?
Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow.
You stole my me down or make me blue, classmate.
Classmate.
Do I spend the summer waiting,
waiting,
waiting, wondering and debating if I stand a chance with you?
Wow. Wow, wow.
If I stand a chance with you?
Wow. Wow, wow.
If I stand a chance with you?
Wow. We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum! Tell me the teeth, Red Hats!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Hard. Kill! Filthy bastard Tommy! I hate him, I hate
okay,
him!
Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome to the Extra Environmentalist. Your opposable thumb means nothing.
This is what we want to be. We don't want to be Americans or Germans or English. We want to be extra environmentalists. Always feel wherever you go that you are a stranger, the outsider, the one looking in. This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Hello and welcome to The Extra Environmentalist. I'm your host, Seth Moserkatz, joined by my co-host, Justin Ritchie.
On this week's episode of The Extra Environmentalist, we're picking up where we left off last week with Max Haven talking about the financialization of higher education. And on the second half of our show, we're going to be talking with Keo Stark about why you shouldn't feel like you have to go back to school. So we'll jump right in, and we will see you online at www.extraenvironmentalist.com and on our Facebook page at facebook.com/extraenvironmentalist. You are listening to The Extra Environmentalist, syndicated from CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
You know, it's interesting that the idea of the university in the post-war moment was really tied to that sort of Jetson's future. The idea that, like, the promise was that if everyone worked hard and committed themselves to sort of enriching the capitalist system, that not only would the rewards of that system be more widely shared in the way that people would be allowed to have middle-class lifestyles, where they'd have their own home, their own appliances, etc., but that eventually we'd be working towards sort of the end of manual labor itself, that we would be liberated from work if we just trusted the captains of industry to sort of make the best use of our time and efforts. And of course, that never came to pass. So I think the university, at least in its sort of post-war appearance, as a sort of popular mass university that enrolled a lot of students rather than just the sons and daughters of the elites, that's always had a sort of techno-utopian idea. And that techno-utopianism, as you guys have mentioned and illuminated on your show many times, is very much responsible for this idea that we don't actually need to solve the problems that are facing humanity and our societies and communities today. We can just wait for technology to fix the problem, which is